Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Taboo with Mimi, special edition from Bangkok. Today is a solo episode, and it's a very important episode because it talks about something that it's very personal to me. It's also very scary. And so this is going to be a very vulnerable episode. This is my journey with an STD.
Hi, and welcome to Taboo with Mimi, the podcast that talks about anything and everything, really, that is taboo in this world. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. No. But seriously, I go around the world because I'm a digital nomad, and I interview people from different cultures and ask them about their taboos. Why? Because it's time to talk about them. Some things will hopefully make you think. Others will maybe gross you out. But most things will be something you can relate to. So there you have it.
Welcome to Taboo with Mimi. So just a little bit of a disclaimer. This is no medical advice whatsoever. I'm not a doctor. I talk about my own experience. I'm not going to give any medical advice. If you have any STD or suffer from any STD, please go see a doctor and they will give you the best medications, antibiotics, or whatever they deem to be necessary for your specific case. So what are STDs? STDs stands for sexually transmitted disease, which comes from an STI, a sexually transmitted infections. Just to give you an example, HIV, probably one of the most famous because it was very deadly for a very long time. HIV is the virus. AIDS is the disease. You can get a virus, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it translates into a disease. Sometimes it just stays a virus. So I actually have an STI, HSV. What happened? How did it happen? But first, let me give you some context. I grew up in a very open-minded family. I still remember the first time that my mom saw me wearing something, and she told me something along the line of, as soon as you're going to start having sex, we're going to go and get you the pill, the birth control pill. I was maybe 14 or 15. So it was the time to have that talk with me. I was also really aware of sex and sexuality by that time. I did study in school, even if it wasn't like done properly, as now I realize. I've done a lot of self-learning. I have watched porn before I started having sex, which was detrimental to my expectations and then my experience of sex after. I had sex for the first time at 17 years old, and it was really interesting because the very first time that I had sex, I later realized that that was not what I expected at all. And also that the guy literally pulled out the condom and threw it to the floor while we were having sex. I didn't even realize. And so I had to go and get the pill the day after a pill, the following day. That was my very first experience with sex. I knew about sexually transmitted disease. As I said, I've always been really aware of everything, but I feel it's like one of these things that until it happens to you, you don't think it's going to happen to you. But also because there is a huge stigma around STIs, around STDs in general, we don't talk about them. They're so taboos that we don't talk about them. No one taught me anything about STIs and STDs to the point where, yes, I knew how to use a condom. In my mind, using a condom wasn't to protect myself. It was more for getting pregnant. Because the moment I started having sex regularly with my ex, I went on the pill. And I didn't get checked before. I didn't get an STI or an STD test ever, which is crazy, until I started feeling some discomfort in my vagina and I was like, what the fuck is this? And I decided to go get checked by a doctor, and eventually I got diagnosed with an STI. And at that moment, my life changed forever. Literally. It was one of the most important moments of my life. Today, it's one of the most important gifts. It's one of my biggest struggles still today. And it's still one of the things that I talk about the most. But I knew nothing about this. And when I got diagnosed with an STD, I was like, why did I not know anything about this. Why is this so stigmatized? And so I went and looked for some data. Is this because it's rare? So I went to look for some data that I want to report with you here, just to set the frame and to understand how common STIs and STDs actually are. I went to the World Health Organization forum. This is the website of the World Health Organization. Just to give you some data, the key facts, this is July 10th, 2023, so it's less than a year ago. More than 1 million sexually transmitted infections, STIs, are acquired every single day worldwide, the majority of which are asymptomatic. So 1 million people per day. It makes sense, but doesn't really make sense why it's so taboo. It's actually so common. 1 million diseases every single fucking day. How is it possible? Each year, there are an estimated 374 million new infections with 1 of 4 curable STIs, chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, and trichomoniasis. More than 500 million people, 15 to 49 years, are estimated to have a genital infection with herpes simplex virus, HSV, human papillomavirus, HPV. I specifically know so many people with HPV, specifically for women, they can turn into cancerous cells. So personally, I got vaccinated when I was, I think, 14 or 15. And there's so many women out there who have HPV. They don't talk about it. Only when I talk about it, people open up and talk about their STDs, which, by the way, that has happened almost every single time I talk about it. And most people don't even get tested. So usually when people go get tested, a lot of what did they say here? That a lot of the STDs and STIs that are out there are actually asymptomatic. So you have no symptoms. You have no idea you have them because they don't show. You don't feel anything. The problem is you can still transmit them. So getting tested is extremely important. But I want to rewind for a second before I go back to this. Because how did I get an STD? Basically, I had just come out of a very long relationship, a 6-year relationship. At this point, I only had 3 men in my life, and one of them was a 6-year relationship. So I had never got tested before. I didn't feel the need to do that. Before my 6-year relationship, I only had sex like 3 times. But I should have gotten tested anyways before going on a pill and decided not to use the condom anymore. But I didn't. So I had a 6-year relationship. I didn't get tested at any point. My ex had previous relationships. He didn't get tested. I didn't ask him to. And then the relationship is over and I start traveling. I meet this guy that I like very much. I like this guy very much. And he tells me he's in an open relationship. And I don't think of the potential danger of getting an STD or an STI. I was like, oh, karma, what are the chances? Almost 0. Only very promiscuous people probably have STIs or STDs and have the chance to get one. But not me. This is my 4th person in my life. What are the chances? Turns out it doesn't work like that. I know people who have been with 100 people and never got an STI. I know people who have been with 1 person and the first person they've been with just means something to them. So unfortunately, STDs and STIs are out there. 1 million every single day. And that's because a lot of them are just from having contact with another human being. But let's go back to my story. We start having sex and initially we have sex with a condom. And then one day he just tells me, do you want not use a condom? And I was like, in the moment, and you're like, are you tested? I asked him, are you tested? And he goes, yeah, of course. And I trusted him. But that's a problem. Remember, most STDs and STIs are asymptomatic. people don't know they have them. Sometimes, even when you do the swab or when you do the STD test, some of the viruses don't show up. You have to do a blood test. And even if you do a blood test, that still sometimes doesn't show up, but it can still be transmitted. So he probably didn't know he had this STI, and I trusted him. We had sex multiple times, multiple days, without any condom, and nothing happened until months later. I was very weak because I had just finished my period. And what happened was we had sex multiple times during the day, maybe 8 times in a day. And the following day, I start getting some weird itching in my vagina. I had a yeast infection before. Was also something, not something I would get really often, but I had a yeast infection before. And so I was like, it's probably just a yeast infection. So I go to the pharmacy, I get medications, it happens. And then I start taking medications and the problem doesn't go away. And I start getting into more and more pain, it itches more. I feel feverish, I don't know what's going on, I can't walk. I'm like, hello, something is going on. So I decide to go to see a doctor. The doctor looks at my situation and says, you have an STD. I fly home right away. I go get tested. Blood test, not just a regular swab. And it was an STD. And my life suddenly changes. The world falls on me. I feel this shame. I feel stupid. How did that happen to me? How did I make this happen? I felt responsible for something that was super important and has always been priority number one for me, which was my health. And I didn't protect it. The more I was looking into it, the more I would feel helpless because there is zero information out there, zero support out there, zero understanding of the stigma. I thought my life was over. I thought no one would have ever wanted to have sex with me ever again. The guilt, the shame, everything that happened was really tough. For a very long time, the only way that I could cope with it was talking about it openly. It would make me feel less lonely, which is what I'm doing right now, which is why I am doing this. I want to go back to the key facts. STIs have a direct impact on sexual and reproductive health through stigmatization, infertility, cancers, and pregnancy complications, and can increase the risk of HIV. Now, luckily for us, science has advanced so much that even if you get HIV today, you probably won't die. We are very fortunate to be living in this time in history where people live with HIV, people live with STIs. Most of the STIs are actually curable and treatable. There is medications for them. They're just bacteria. You can take them, such as chlamydia, such as gonorrhea, such as syphilis. You should really get them in time because it could complicate things in the long run. But you can just take antibiotics and they're gone. Some of others like HSV, HPV, HIV, you can live with them. And there are viruses inside of your body. Sometimes your body expels them. Depends on your immune system, on how well you are. For me, it's really a lot of up and downs. I struggle with it a lot. I still am at times. I'm not gonna pretend I'm not. But it has become my biggest gift because I can be of help for other people. Every single time I talk about STDs and STIs, I realize how little information there is out there and how little people actually know about it, which is why there is such a huge stigma, but there shouldn't. These things happen and we transmit diseases because there is no information about it. If there was, people would be more careful. If there was, people would stigmatize less what it means to live and have an STI. Because in most cases, it's not the end of the world. In most cases, you'll be fine. And It happens because it's human-to-human contact. Basically, if you have sex with someone else, if you have human contact with someone else, you most likely will get an STI, at least once in your lifetime. The good part is, if you get tested regularly, if you use a condom, if you use the right protection, and you use communication, all these things won't happen. Shame is a bad one. So choose carefully the people who you sleep with. They won't make you feel shameful for your body. They won't make you feel any less good just because you have decided to sleep with other people. We live in a world where, luckily, having sex is become, at least in a lot of the Western world, more and more accepted, especially talking about it. But still, because of our culture, because being promiscuous is bad, and because you're supposed to wait until marriage, and women especially are not supposed to have sex, there's still a huge stigma on women that have STIs and STDs. And on the other hand, I also believe there is some kind of interest in keeping them taboo. Because if it's taboo, and we cannot talk about it, we can still shame people for it, and we can control them. Especially women. This is to say that this is my story. This is my personal story. As I said, I'm not a doctor. I just want to be here if anyone feels like they need that support. To remind everybody to please get checked, please get tested at least once a year. Please use protections. Condoms are not just not to get pregnant. They're also to prevent from getting STIs and STDs. And if you do get one, it's okay. Get the right medications. Get the right psychological support. Get the support from people and friends. Talk to me. I'm here to support you, to give you all the information that I know that is also available on the internet and if you talk to doctors. Get the psychological support from therapists and experts if you need one to keep going, to be able to disclose it in the future, to just cope with it, and to choose how, when, and what to do with a partner. I would lie if I said that this isn't hard, because it is. This is extremely hard for me to do, and just putting myself out there, but I hope it will help someone. And if you're listening to this, be compassionate to people that tell you about their STIs and STDs. It's not an easy journey, but it's a journey that we can all do together. So thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to you next week.